Okay, friends. Today we're reading a story called The Garden of Abdul Ghazzazi. And this was written and illustrated by Chris Van Allsburg. And it's read today by Mommy and
Philip the Digger.
Philip the Digger. Oh, he's like a construction truck, guys. Well, I'm so happy that you're here with me. Are you ready to read this book?
Yeah.
Look. This book has my name in it. It has my name in it. Well, I think we have to read it now, don't you think? Yeah. All right, well, let's go into this imaginative world and see what we've got.
It says to Lisa?
Yeah.
To you?
It does. This book was written to me. So let's read it. Here we go. 6 times Miss Hester's dog Fritz had bitten dear cousin Eunice. So when Miss Hester received an invitation to visit Eunice, she was not surprised to read, P.S. Please leave your dog home. On the day of her visit, Miss Hester asked young Alan Mitz to stay with Fritz and give him his afternoon walk. As soon as Miss Hester left, Fritz ran into the parlor. He loved to chew on the chairs and shake the stuffing out of the pillows, but Alan was ready. All morning long, he kept Fritz from sinking his sharp little teeth into the furniture. And finally, the dog gave up and fell asleep, exhausted. Alan took a nap, too. But first, he hid his hat under his shirt. Hats being one of Fritz's favorite things to chew. And in the picture, we can see Alan is asleep on the couch. And beneath the couch is just the tiniest little tip of a nose belonging to Fritz, the dog, who clearly needs to work on his manners. An hour later, Alan quickly awoke when Fritz gave him a bite on the nose. What a naughty dog. The bad-mannered dog was ready for his afternoon walk. Alan fastened Fritz's leash and the dog dragged him out of the house. Walking along, they discovered a small white bridge on the side of the road. Alan decided to let Fritz lead the way across. Some distance beyond the bridge, Alan stopped to read a sign. It said, "Absolutely, positively, no dogs allowed in this garden." At the bottom, it was signed, "Abdul Ghazzazi, retired magician." Behind the sign stood a vine-covered wall with an open doorway. Alan took the warning quite seriously. He turned to leave, but as he did, Fritz gave a tremendous tug and snapped right out of his collar. He bolted straight ahead through the open door with Alan running right behind. I believe Alan might be in a little pickle, don't you? Fritz! Stop, you bad dog! Cried Alan, but the dog simply ignored him. Down shadowed paths and across sunlit lawns, they raced deeper and deeper into the garden. Finally, Alan drew close enough to grab a hold of Fritz, but as he reached out, he slipped and fell. I like these sound effects. Fritz barked with laughter as he galloped out of sight. Alan slowly picked himself up. He knew he had to find Fritz before Mr. Gazazi discovered him. Bruised and tired, he hurried off in the dog's direction. I feel like this might be the very last time he offers to dog sit, don't you? I would say no thank you if she asked me again. After a long search, Alan was ready to give up. He was afraid he might never find Fritz. But then he came upon fresh dog prints. And a print is a bit of like a footprint, right? Or a paw print or a dog print is where you can see the dog has walked. It's a little indentation, a little some holes in the ground left by the dog's foot when it walked. You know how sometimes when you're playing with Play-Doh and you stick something into the Play-Doh and then you pull it out and you can see the shape of the thing that you stuck into it? That's what the print is. Does that make sense? Okay. The dirt path ended and a brick wall began. There were no more tracks to follow, but Alan was certain that Fritz must be just ahead. I would say this garden is quite a large garden, much bigger than the garden we have here. Mm-hmm. Alan started running. In front of him, he could see a clearing in the forest. As he came dashing out of the woods, he stopped as quickly as if he had run up against a wall, for there, in front of him, stood a truly awesome sight. It was the house of Gazazi. Alan nervously climbed the great stairs, convinced Fritz had come this way and been captured. And I'm going to say, if you look at the picture, friends, if you can get your hands on this book, wow, what a story. This artwork is amazing. And I'm going to say this house is no small, tiny little house. Wait, this is an enormous home. I would call it a mansion. Mm-hmm. That's much bigger than just a normal house. The boy's heart was pounding when he arrived at the huge door. He took a deep breath and reached for the bell. But before he touched it, the door swung open. And there, in the shadow of the hallway, stood Gazazi the Great. "Greetings, do come in," was all that he said. Yikes. Oh boy. Alan followed Gazazi into a large room. When the magician turned around, Alan quickly apologized for letting Fritz into the garden. He politely asked that if Mr. Gazazi had Fritz, would he please give him back? The magician listened carefully and then, smiling, said,
"Certainly, you may have your little Fritzy. Follow me."
With those words, he went to the door and led Alan back outside. They were walking across the lawn when suddenly Gazazi stopped by a gathering of ducks. He began to speak in a voice that was more like a growl.
"I detest dogs. They dig up my flowers. They chew on my trees. Do you know what I do to dogs I find in my garden?"
"What?" whispered Alan, almost afraid to hear the answer.
"I turn them into ducks,"
bellowed Gazazi. In horror, Alan looked at the birds in front of him. When one duck came forward, Gazazi said,
"There's your Fritz."
"What?" in heaven's name? Alan begged the magician to change Fritz back.
Impossible, he answered. Only time can do that. This spell may last years, or perhaps just a day. Now take your dear bird and please don't come again.
Oh, if I was Alan, I think I'd just sit down and cry.
Yes, sir.
You would say yes, sir? Mm-hmm. You would take the bird and skedaddle? Probably for the best. When Alan took the bird in his arms, it tried to give him a bite. Good old boy, said Alan sadly as he patted the bird on the head. You really haven't changed so much. With tears in his eyes, he started for home. Behind him, Alan could hear Gazazi laughing. As he approached the stairway, a gust of wind took Alan's hat, sailing right off his head. Running along with one arm reaching for the hat, Alan lost his hold on Fritz. The duck flew out ahead and grabbed the hat in midair. But instead of landing, he just kept on flying, higher and higher, until he disappeared in the afternoon clouds. What a naughty dog, duck!
Duck.
For sure. Alan just stood and stared at the empty sky. Goodbye, old fellow, he called out sadly, sure that Fritz was gone forever. At least he had something to chew on. Slowly, one step after another, Alan found his way back to the garden gate and over the bridge. It was sunset by the time he reached Miss Hester's. Lights were on and he knew she must be home. With a heavy heart, he approached the door, wondering how Miss Hester would take the news. When Miss Hester came to the door, Alan blurted out his incredible story. He could barely hold back the tears. Racing out of the kitchen, dog food on his nose, came Fritz. Alan couldn't believe his eyes. And I can't either. Are you kidding me? I'm afraid Mr. Gazazi played a trick on you, said Miss Hester, trying to hide a smile. Fritz was in the front yard when I returned. He must have found his own way home while you were with Mr. Gazazi. You see, Alan, no one can really turn dogs into ducks. That old magician just made you think that duck was Fritz. Alan felt very silly. He promised himself he'd never be fooled like that again. He was too old to believe in magic. Miss Hester watched from the porch as Alan waved goodbye and hurried down the road to go home. Then she called out to Fritz, who was playfully running around the front yard. He came trotting up the front steps with something in his mouth and dropped it at Miss Hester's feet.
Why, you bad dog, she said. What are you doing with Alan's hat?
What? How did the dog have Alan's hat? It's a very good question.
Because after all, the duck had flown away with his hat, hadn't it? Do you think it's even possible that maybe, just maybe, the duck really did turn into a dog?
I don't know. But I think it's a mystery, and I love a good mystery.
And it is also end.